This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The indictment of former U.S. President Donald Trump with an expected arraignment Tuesday ends decades of perceived invincibility, AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Trump is expected to fly from Florida to New York Monday, stay overnight at Trump Tower, then head to the courthouse Tuesday for his arraignment. He'll be booked, fingerprinted, and a mugshot taken, but no handcuffs since federal agents surround him. Despite 40 years of legal scrutiny, the man long nicknamed Teflon Don is facing charges, including at least one felony offense related to hush money payments to women during his 2016 campaign. He denies this and calls it political persecution. Julie Walker, New York.
Pope Francis left a Rome hospital to return to the Vatican on Saturday after being treated for bronchitis, waving to well-wishers and the waiting media as he was driven away. The 86-year-old Pope was taken to the hospital 3 days ago after complaining of breathing difficulties. He has responded well to an infusion of antibiotics, his medical team has said. Vatican spokesman Matteo Bruni confirmed he would take part the following day in a service for Palm Sunday, a major event in the church calendar that kicks off Easter week celebrations. Hong Kong on Saturday firmly rejected findings in a new U.S. government report that said U.S. interests had been threatened and that Beijing continued to undermine the rule of law and freedoms in the territory under a national security crackdown. The U.S. 2023 Hong Kong Policy Act report said Chinese and Hong Kong authorities continue to use national security to undermine the rule of law. This is VOA News. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris landed in Zambia Friday, the final stop on her week-long tour of the continent. VOA's Anita Powell reports from Lusaka.
For Vice President Kamala Harris, this stop is a special one. She visited the Southern African nation as a young girl when her grandfather was stationed here. But this two-day stop, tail end of her Africa tour, also involved a difficult subject. The landlocked but copper-rich nation was the first African nation to default on its sovereign debt when the COVID-19 pandemic began in 2020. On Friday, President Hakainde Hichilema appealed to Harris for U.S. help.
And we know when we unlock the debt, more investments will come. We know that when more investments come, will create jobs for our young people.
Harris supported his call for restructuring the debt, most of which is owed to Chinese lenders. Anita Powell, VOA News, Lusaka.
A fierce tornado blasted through the capital city of the U.S. southern state of Arkansas and neighboring towns on Friday, killing at least two people and injuring dozens as it sheared roofs and walls from many buildings, flipped over vehicles and downed trees and power lines, officials said.
We've responded to overturned vehicles, heavy damage to residential and businesses in that community, along with downed trees, downed power lines, ruptured gas lines.
Little Rock Fire Department Chief Delphone Hubbard, the twister was spawned by one of numerous violent thunderstorms raking a vast swath of the U.S. heartland as part of a much larger expanse of extreme spring weather. A horrific ending to a domestic dispute in which a mother was killed in Florida and now the body of a two-year-old toddler has been recovered in the jaws of a reptile, AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
There had been a frantic search for the missing two-year-old boy in St. Petersburg, Florida, after 20-year-old Passion Jeffrey was found stabbed to death in her apartment Thursday, and two-year-old Taylin Mosley was nowhere to be found. Police had put out an Amber Alert and searched on foot and with aerial drones. A day later, police a few miles from the apartment spotted an alligator with an object in its mouth. They shot the reptile and it dropped the body of the little boy, still intact. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Thousands of people rallied across the U.S. as part of a Transgender Day of Visibility in support of the rights of transgender people and their resilience amid what many denounced as an increasingly hostile environment. Supporters converged Friday on U.S. state houses nationwide and Washington, D.C., and were planned at venues as far away as Mexico City and the Portuguese capital of Lisbon to mark a day of international unity first proclaimed more than a decade ago. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.